You're listening to News Radio KMAN in Focus here on a Wednesday morning. Coming up this hour, a little later on, we're going to break down the election that was yesterday and get some perspective from Dr. Timothy Schaefer. He is the director of the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. That'll be coming your way a little after 9:30, but we start the hour off, as we normally do, on the first Wednesday of the month with USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools. And we have joining us today Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade via Zoom. Good morning, Dr. Wade.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Jardine Coleman, school board member, also joining us. Good morning. Good morning, Jardine.
Did you hear me? Good morning.
Yes.
Sorry, Brandon.
That's all right. Good morning. Still figuring out this whole Zoom thing here going forward. But it's great to have you on. We're going to start this show here today talking about some announcements first off. We're in the month of November, and this is a crucial month here for scheduling as we have a holiday coming up, and I want to make sure people are aware of some changes to the calendar.
Yeah, can you hear me, Brandon? I just want to check now. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so we just have just a few changes to the Thanksgiving week that we wanted to make sure families were aware of. We will have school on Monday the 23rd and Tuesday the 24th of November. We will have Group A students on Monday and Group B students on Tuesday. But then for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday that week, we will not have school. So there will not be a remote day on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving this year.
Okay. And that's good for people to make sure they remember, because I think in past years, that whole week has usually been a week off. Isn't that right?
Yes. We've tried to mimic the university in that regard. And this year, just because of all the changes we've had to do with scheduling, we thought that this would be a better way to utilize that Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
And we're doing everything we can to get those hours in, the same amount of hours and days in for school as we have in past years. And when we changed our calendar to start school a little bit later this year, this is one of the ways we could make up those days.
All right. Very good. Well, that's coming up here in just a few weeks. We also have redistricting going on in the school district, and there's going to be some input sessions coming up as early as this week.
Yes. Yeah, so we've been discussing redistricting for most of this calendar year here, and we're finally at the point where we are ready to take public input on what the decision is going to be with regard to redistricting. So our first session is going to be a virtual session, and it's going to be on November 5th. That's tomorrow, from 6 to 7 p.m. And there will be a Zoom link. Is it going to be on our website or on our Facebook page, Dr. Wade? Do you know?
People can look on our website for the link to the virtual sessions. That's at www.usd383.org, and there will be links for it.
Okay. And then we will have an in-person open house at MHS East Campus on November 10th from 7 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so be sure to watch for updates on that, and that's good information here because this is going to impact every school building in the entire district.
Mm-hmm. And we do have another virtual session coming up, too. If people can't do it on November 5th, there's going to be another virtual session on November 9th, same time frame.
Okay.
So they could, you know, see any of those, the link on the website.
All right. How is that that process going here? I know it's kind of early on, and we were talking ahead of the show. It feels like that seems to be maybe getting a little overshadowed here this semester, but it is very important.
It's been an exciting process. Myself and two other board members have been a part of that initial conversation, and it's been really exciting to see principals and administrators come together and really talk about just what's best for their building and what's best for their families. You know, if a school has had the same area for so long, it can be challenging to try to make changes to that. And I have appreciated how flexible and open to discussion all of our principals have been through not only dealing with coronavirus and having most of their buildings torn apart and rebuilt for construction, but then also being asked to consider making changes to their student population. It's a lot that we're asking, but they have been phenomenal in showing up and being honest and open for feedback.
And it really is great to have somebody outside who does this. This is their job. They understand it better than we do, and they can come in and ask the questions. There's things they ask that I wouldn't even have thought of. And just a lot of decision points along the way as we try to make the best decision for USD 383 as opposed to what someplace else might have done or how they might look at things. So I know, you know, RSP, who's doing that work, is going to be at the board meeting tonight giving another report. And they collect a lot of data, ask a lot of questions, and tonight's going to be, they'll talk a little bit about student enrollment, you know, what's the numbers like with as the result of COVID-19 compared to past years, looking at the building capacities, what's the development looking like in the community? Just one more step getting ready for those input sessions.
All right. Obviously a very important process there. And what is the ultimate timeline you want to be able to announce whenever, like, if students will be moving from one school to another? Will that be sometime in the spring possibly?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Well, we'll continue on here with some more announcements. Donations and grants, where are we looking at on that this time around?
Go ahead.
I could go ahead and do that one. That always appreciate the donations and the grants. They really do help out the district as we try to keep things moving forward. That this month, we've got $1,892.80 worth of donations and grants. All of those came from Sunflower Bank to the following schools for use in the classrooms. Bluemont Elementary, $212.38. Frank Bergman Elementary, $241.30. Northview Elementary, $249.62. And then Manhattan High School was $1,189.50. So again, thanks to Sunflower Bank for those donations.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good stuff. We do have a meeting here tonight, 6:30 p.m. It is the regular business meeting, and there's lots to, well, I guess not really a lot to go on here. It's kind of a lighter agenda tonight, but there are some different updates that will be discussed. As far as Mr. Wade, your reopening update, what will that entail here tonight? I know you guys already have adopted the hybrid mode at least through the end of the school year.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit. You know, we've done a lot of these updates through the year, and tonight we are going to focus on look at the update of the metrics. About 3 o'clock today, we'll be able to announce what the metrics were for last week that we're always monitoring. Talk quite a bit, I think, about mitigation. That in the past, when we've talked about mitigation, a lot of times it's about personal protective equipment, hand sanitizer, those kind of things. But there's other aspects to mitigation that really came out in our last board meeting. The need to assist students and families that are struggling, that it's not just health related, it's other things. So we want to talk tonight about some of the things we haven't brought up in the past as far as trying to fill unfulfilled vacancies we've got, bringing some students back that are more at risk and needing some additional time. How are we going to do that? Community partnerships we have, that we won't cover all of those. We've got so many great community partners, but we do want to call attention to the fact we've got partners. There's information on our website about partnerships that people can go there. We have things about community education, childcare options, families in transition closet, a little bit about mental health, because we've talked about that at several board meetings, that there's needs there, what's being done, just some of those different areas about mitigation and what's being done now and what's planned in the future. So that's going to be part of the focus tonight.
All right. Well, it's been interesting to watch here because for the longest time here in our area, at least, Manhattan Ogden has been the only district that's been utilizing the hybrid mode. We learned yesterday that Wamego High School is going to be making the switch here to hybrid, at least for the next 3 weeks. And, you know, maybe I don't know if that was a surprise to either one of you here, or if if you were not surprised, I guess, by that decision. Jardine, I'll start with you.
Sure. I think from a board member perspective, I think, we all try to make the best decisions that we can. And I think given their school population, their classroom capacities, I think that Wamego made the best choice they could for themselves and for their families. And they were able to keep students in school for 5 days. And so I'm sure that it's been a challenge as they've seen their cases increase to try to maintain just that sense of normalcy for their students. And honestly, we know some families have left our district to go to a district that's been open 5 days. And I'm sure that that's devastating for those families as well, because that was part of what they were seeking, was an opportunity to be in school 5 days a week. So I can imagine with great detail the level of stress that their teachers are feeling right now with having to completely flip how they've been doing their lessons. We thought we were stressed trying to do that at the beginning of the school year, and now they're, taking a few days off to try to do it within a week. So I do not envy them, but I hope that they can finish out this school year strong. And we'll just keep them in our thoughts for sure.
Yeah, and there's no doubt hybrids pose some challenges. And Dr. Wade, you talked a little bit about the metrics here, and things are constantly fluid with that. And I imagine that's no easy task, just trying to figure out how you're going to stay in one mode or the other.
No, that really is a challenge, as we try to balance the metrics with the different things we have in place to keep schools safe, and when's the right point, and what's it look like in terms of forecast as far as what's going on other places that might inevitably hit us. And as Jardine was saying with Wamego, that not surprised, because all of us are dealing with the possibility that at any time we can have an outbreak that's going to cause us to have to shift what we're doing. And it's a tough situation. We appreciate the fact that people understand it is difficult. And I know there's people out there that don't agree with what I do, with what we do, and that's understandable. Every place is struggling about when to go back and forth between on-site and remote and hybrid. We made the decision as a district to go in hybrid. We've tried to stay the course without being rigid about it, but looking at when would be the appropriate time for us to make a move either direction. And we've, really had ongoing conversations throughout this year about, for a while it looked like we were going to a direction of needing to go to all distance. Then it looked like we're opening up. And it's just real, as you said, very fluid. And Wamego's dealing with that, and other surrounding districts are all across the state, really. There's we're seeing more and more hotspots breaking out. And, I could go on and on, but it's just we just have to keep watching everything and watch what the newest information that comes out from the medical community, the Center for Disease Control, other places, and try to build in the ability to adjust as need be.
All right. Got to take a break here real quick. We'll come back more with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools here on In Focus when we return on KMAN.